Like I say, we're glad to be back this morning at the service, and trust and pray that you'll pray for us just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. That for the service. It is good to see each and every one of you here today. Is able to come, and those that's looking on, the Lord might bless all alike today, and we just do that the Lord might be pleased with. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Joshua, the sixth chapter, and also out of the book of 1 Kings, the 16th chapter. Joshua, the sixth chapter, and 1 Kings, the 16th chapter. Don't really have anything new this morning. Got just a little bit of scripture. We'll read to you and trust that the Lord send what we stand in need of. It's good for us to be here today. Trust and pray it is for you. Done been said about our revival. It's here. Lord willing, start tonight. As they done made mention, Brother Benny, Lord willing, be here tonight. Be going through Friday night, so hope you can come and be with us. And if you can't, that you'll be able to tune in. Very familiar scripture. I'm not going to read a whole lot out of the sixth chapter of Joshua, but I'm going to read a few verses. We're going to start with about the 23rd verse. Sixth chapter of Joshua. Says, and the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. They brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day. Because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest sons shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. 16th chapter of the book of 1 Kings. We're going to start with the 25th verse. And we're going to read right on through that of the 17th chapter. Verse 16th chapter, 1 Kings. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might that he shewed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshiped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. And in his days did Hiel the Bethlehemite build Jericho. And he laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. 17th chapter. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is, before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Joshua and also some out of the book of 1 Kings. And I'm just ask that you'd pray for us for just a minute, that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I know a lot of times and think a lot of times that we may know which way we're headed and which way we're going, and when we get hold of something, but the truth of it is I have no clue this morning. I really don't. I know what I've read to you. I believe I've read that we feel we ought to, and just gonna have to trust that the Lord sends that we stand in need of. There's a lot of things that in these chapters that we've read this morning, and a couple of things that we'd like to go over, God being our helper. So you bear with us, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. The Bible says here, and I'll lay just a little bit of a foundation, read over in the book of Joshua, that where Jericho had been burnt down, and that he had saved, that of Rahab, and that of her father and the whole household, that they had, and that the spies had told them there that if they had bring them to that house, then they'd be saved if they'd leave that scarlet thread hanging out the window. Now, you go just a little while, and they saved her. They most certainly did, and according to the Word. And the Bible teaches us that Joshua, and I've read it to you this morning, it said he adjured that of the people of Israel, and he said, "Cursed be the man, my friend, that buildeth back the city of Jericho." But he went on to say, said, "It shall be laid in his son's day," and said, "It shall be reared up in his youngest son's day." And the Bible says in the 16th chapter, brethren, of the book of 1 Kings, that's exactly what happened. Jericho had been built back, and brethren, and a curse had been put upon that of the man that built it, and Joshua had prophesied or said that in his day. Brethren, and Elijah come on the scene, and he said, "There shall not be dew nor rain for these years." My friend, these years, he didn't say how long. My friend, but he said, "These years, according to my word." My friend, because of the situation of the people, my friend, there was a curse, my friend, that was put upon that of the land. Yes, they were. The Bible said that a famine came. It most certainly did. I think a lot of times people forget the fact, my friend, that God's still in control. My friend, he most certainly is. Yes, he is. You know that it was not altogether. My friend, the Bible says in the book of James, said that Elijah was a man in like passion, such as we are. And he prayed that it might not rain. Brethren, and it did not rain. My friend, and then he prayed that it might rain. My friend, and then the rain began to fall. My friend, brethren, but there was a reason, my friend, that it did not rain these years. My friend, the Bible says over in the 16th chapter, it tells you the evil that men, the children of Israel had partaken of. It said Omri, my friend, the father of Abraham, done that which was evil in the sight of God. And it also says that he was more evil than any before him. My friend, then Ahab come along, and he made do, and he said this. I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning
morning. My friend, brethren, it doesn't mean every time that everything's going. My friend, pretty good that all is well with the Lord. My friend, and his people. My friend, brethren, things seem to be rolling right along. My friend, in these days, you can go and read about Ahab. My friend, and you can find out that, brethren, there's a lot of prosperity in Ahab. My friend, I'll back up just a little bit. There's a lot of prosperity in Jeroboam. My friend, and that of his day. My friend, and it talks about these kings. My friend, done that that was evil as did Jeroboam. My friend, Jeroboam, my friend, became king. And because he made things convenient for the children of Israel. My friend, he told them, he said, it's too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. He said, you worship the Lord down here. And he put one in Dan and he put one in Beersheba. My friend, yes sir, and told them they could worship there. My friend, not God's plan. My friend, but Jeroboam's plan. My friend, yes sir, made it easy on the people. My friend, talked smoothly. My friend, unto the people. My friend, I might get in trouble this morning, but you just bear with me. My friend, brethren, just because things are convenient. My friend, and just because things are seemingly, my friend, falling into place, don't you? Think, my friend, that God's had his hand in all. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of things that's a curse. My friend, brethren, in disguise. My friend, yes it is, in disguise. My friend, Ahab come along, it said that he was worse than his father. My friend, Omri. My friend, and go on. My friend, about Ahab, the Bible says they was none. My friend, more wicked than Ahab. My friend, neither before him nor after him. My friend, he was a wicked king. My friend, brethren, faces or play it any way you want to. My friend, brethren, wickedness. My friend, brings a curse with it. Yes, it does. It might seem like it's okay. My friend, this might not be much of a shouting message. My friend, but I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, too many convenient things. My friend, brethren, has brought curse instead of a blessing. My friend, it most certainly has. My friend, Elijah knowed the Lord. My friend, Elijah was the man of God. The Bible teaches us. My friend, and he was the man, my friend, that God had chose. My friend, to come up against Ahab. My friend, and Jezebel. Can I tell you something? My friend, it keeps coming. I'm going to tell you before it leaves me. My friend, brethren, the 18th chapter. My friend, well, that I read to you in the 17th chapter. My friend said that Ahab worshiped Baal. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and he built an altar. My friend, for Baal. My friend, did he not? A lot of people, my friend, gets in the 18th chapter. that, my friend and brethren, they think, that, my friend, that it was then that they tore the altar of the Lord down. That, my friend, but that wasn't so. That, my friend, and I'll be quite frank with you. That, my friend, Elijah, my friend, didn't repair the altar of Baal either. No, sir, he repaired the altar of the Lord. My friend, think about it. My friend, brethren, they worship Baal. My friend, that's what Ahab and Jezebel done. Brethren, that's what they had brought up. My friend, and they made it convenient. Brethren, for the people to worship Baal. My friend, can you imagine today? You say, preacher, what does that have to do with today? My friend, there's a lot of similarity. My friend, going on today. My friend, as they was in Ahab's day. Yes, sir. My friend, there's a lot of folks rebuilding things. You know that. My friend, they rebuilding some cursed things. My friend, in our day. My friend, preacher, you're really going to get in trouble. My friend, I can't help what they tell you. My friend, brethren, I do believe. My friend, I've never been one, my friend. How to speak out a whole lot. My friend, about how things are run and how things are going. My friend, I'm not going to say a whole lot this morning. Brethren, but I'm going to tell you this much. My friend, I believe the Bible's just as true. My friend, is anything you'll find in this world. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, if it didn't have some good stuff in it, my friend, we wouldn't have no good. You know that? No, sir. My friend, did you know that old Achan, my friend, back in Joshua's day? My friend, did you know that Achan knowed he done the wrong thing? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, Achan knowed what the commandment was. My friend, these people today living in sin, they know it's sin. My friend, you know why they know it's sin? My friend, because they've heard enough of the Word of God. My friend and brethren, the Word of God is true. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, why, preacher, we're fixing to go into revival. My friend, brethren, and we think you'd preach us an uplifting message. My friend, well, I'll tell you, you get on the right side of the fence. My friend, brethren, it'll uplift you. Yes, it will. My friend, I can't help what I've got. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of folks getting used to the dark. My friend, the McCamey sung it for years. My friend, you know, it sort of fizzled out. My friend, imagine that. My friend, just imagine that. My friend, brethren, they don't. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we're living in a time, my friend, when they call dark light. My friend, and light dark. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, they call good evil. My friend, and they call evil good. My friend, I ain't. My friend, telling you something that's off the wall. My friend, it's the society we live in today. My friend, you say, preacher, I can't believe they're getting the control. Now, why can't you? My friend, they're dealing in the curse thing. My friend, but brethren, I want you to know at the end of the day, it's still cursed. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend Ahab and Jezebel. Brethren, they found out right quick that Elijah didn't have nothing good. Hadn't I, friend, to say about them? Did they? Hadn't I, friend, they know that Elijah, hadn't I, friend, had already prophesied, already told them? Hadn't I, friend, it was Elijah's fault, by the way, that the famine come? Hadn't I, friend, it wasn't Ahab and the people? Hadn't I, friend, now hear me. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, multitudes after multitudes of the children of Israel, they followed Ahab. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, and Jezebel. You say, preacher, they seemingly got things going. Hadn't I, friend, yeah, going in the wrong direction. Hadn't I, friend, going in the opposite direction from the Lord. Hadn't I, friend, they had dealt with the accursed thing. Hadn't I, friend, Achan done that. Hadn't I, friend, Achan done it. Yes, he did. Hadn't I, friend, you know what makes me think? Hadn't I, friend, that Achan knowed? Hadn't I, friend, can you tell me what he done with the wedge of gold? Hadn't I, friend, and the shekels of silver? Brethren, and the Babylonian garment? Can you tell me what he done with them? Hadn't I, friend, I don't believe he ever put the Babylonian garment on. Hadn't I, friend, he never spent the silver nor the gold. Never put her to use. Hadn't I, friend, the Bible said he hid it. Hadn't I, hid it in the earth. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Why'd he hide it, folks? Hadn't I, friend, and I'll ask you a real question. Who did he hide it from? Glory to God. How'd you say, preacher, we got things in control? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, I want you to listen. Hadn't I, friend, I've never seen such a time. Hadn't I, friend, that things are so out of control. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, if I didn't know what color red was, hadn't I, friend, they could probably deceive me in thinking that blue is red. Hadn't I, friend, that I ain't colorblind. Hadn't I, friend, by the way, no, sir. Hadn't I, friend, and I read enough in the Word of God. Hadn't I, friend, to know what's right and what's wrong. Don't you know what's good and what's evil? How'd you say, preacher, you're one of them old hadn't I hard shells? Hadn't I, friend, call me what you want to. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, but I'm going to stand with Elijah. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, he said there'd be no dew nor rain these years. Hadn't I, friend, sometime I'm going to preach on that dew. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, it's necessary. Did you know that? Glory! Glory! Hadn't I, friend, I don't know. Brethren, about you. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, cursed. Cursed is the man that builds back the city of Jericho. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, these folks that knowed about this. Did you know that? Hadn't I, friend, Elijah knowed about it? Yes, he did. Brethren, the children of Israel going backwards. Hadn't I, friend, following them that was in charge? Hadn't I, friend, and them that were in charge was wicked? Hadn't I, friend, you say, preacher, don't you like where you live? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, I live just like you do. Hadn't I, friend, in the same country? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, and the truth of it is, hadn't I, friend, they're trying to do away with all the good. Hadn't I, friend, that's ever been done? Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Now, I'm no politician, and I ain't politicking this morning. Hadn't I, friend, but I'll tell you something. Hadn't I, friend, you see the course of the people. Hadn't I, friend, and you see them, you say, this is one thing that they won't argue with you. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, is the morals. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, but I'm going to tell you something. Hadn't I, friend, you know where the morals come from. Hadn't I, friend, they come from right there. now, friend, I'm going to go just a little bit deeper now. Now, friend, before there was ever a Mosaical law, now, friend, there was a law of God. Now, friend, and have it or not, there's a law of nature. Now, friend, yes, sir, nature itself will teach you. Now, friend, that a lot of things they're saying is right's wrong. Now, friend, yes, sir. Now, friend, you don't have to believe me. Now, friend, believe the word. Now, friend, and believe what God's put in place. Now, friend, you say, preacher, that's a problem. I'm a Charles Darwin theorist. Now, friend, the truth of it is, now, friend, brethren, you don't know much about what you believe, do you? Now, friend, I just say, preacher, you ought not say too much. Now, friend, let me go on. Now, friend, brethren, I was down. Do you know what separates us from the world? Now, friend, it's our faith. Now, friend, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I know. Now, friend, you say, preacher, you can't see, feel, or touch him. Now, friend, well, I'll back up and say this. Now, friend, it's according to what eyes you're looking through. Now, friend, it's according to how you feel. Now, friend, and what you're feeling with. I ain't never felt of him. Now, friend, with these hands. Now, friend, I ain't never seen him with these eyes. Now, but thank God I've seen him. Thank God I've heard him. Glory! And I've felt him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, right, well, the world thinks you crazy, too. Now, friend, that's okay. Now, friend, let's see. Let's go just a little bit further. My friend, Ahab, Jezebel made everything convenient. My friend, just like Jeroboam did. My friend and brethren, they done things. Now the scripture teaches us in the 18th chapter. My friend, that there was 400 prophets of Baal. My friend, and there was 450 prophets of the grove. My friend, that sat at Jezebel's table. My friend, that's 850 prophets. My friend, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, but you know who stopped the rain? My friend, who stopped the rain? Elijah said, according to my word. My friend, he prayed, brother, and it quit. My friend, yes, sir, he prayed and it stopped. My friend, it most certainly did. My friend, now they had been serving Baal. My friend, can you imagine? My friend, people listen to me. My friend, we wasn't talking about a world of people that didn't know the Lord. My friend, we was talking about the children of Israel. My friend, them that had been taught about the Lord. My friend, yes, sir, they were the ones that's following Baal. My friend, yes, sir. They come a day that Elijah gathered Ahab together. He said, you gather together at Carmel. My friend, get all Israel together. My friend, we gonna find out who's God. My friend, now if Baal, my friend, the one that answers by fire. Is that what he told him? The one that answers by fire. My friend, now don't get me wrong. My friend, brethren, them prophets, they believed in Baal. My friend, they most certainly did. They believed in Baal. My friend, you need to thank my friend that we got people today that don't believe in other gods. My friend, they believe in them. Oh, yes, they do. My friend, you say, preacher. night, friend, how are we going to convince them? At night, friend, well, just stick with the Word of God. At night, friend, and I'll tell you, you stick with the Word of God and live for God, I'll say this, the Lord will get His answer across. How did you know that? At night, friend, Ahab, you gather them all around. At night, friend, and brethren, I don't know, it don't say that all 850. At night, friend, prophets gathered around. At night, friend, but they was all numbered there. At night, friend, and they all come. Brethren, and the Bible said that they cried out on Baal. Did they not? Oh, Baal. At night, friend, and brethren, they got on up in the morning. At night, friend, just crying out on Baal. At night, friend, I doubt that they'd have cried out on somebody they didn't believe in. At night, friend, they believed in him. They believed Baal was going to come and answer them. At night, friend, brethren, the scripture says, after a while, here come Elijah. At night, friend, and he got around close to him. He said, cry a little louder. I said, he might be asleep. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, come by. I think he waited a while. I don't know, but I believe he waited a while. At night, friend, said, cry a little louder. At night, friend, he might be on a far journey. At night, friend, brethren, and they did. I believe they did. At night, friend, the Bible said that it got later on in the day. At night, friend, and them, them people, them prophets of Baal, at night, friend, began to cut themselves. At night, friend, and they began to do all sorts of things. And the Bible said they jumped up on the altar and they tore their altar down. At night, friend, because their Baal hadn't answered. At night, friend, hadn't answered. At night, friend, imagine that. Can I say this? I believe I can be truthful in saying this. At night, friend, you can put whosoever you want to there. At night, friend, brethren, Baal still ain't going to answer. At night, friend, did you know that? At night, friend, you say, preacher, I know people that's more religious than I am. At night, friend, I probably do too. At night, friend, but brethren, they don't never hear anything. At night, friend, listen to me. At night, friend, the Bible says that Elijah, at night, friend, repaired the altar of the Lord. At night, friend, now hear me, it hadn't rained yet. At night, friend, no sir, it hadn't rained yet. At night, friend, when think about it. At night, friend, brethren, right before all this happened, at night, friend, oh, at night, friend, Elijah run up on a servant over. At night, friend, told him, said, go get Ahab. And he said, not so. Not so, Obadiah, wouldn't it? At night, friend, yeah. And he said, not so. And he said, else while I'm gone, he did the Spirit of send you somewhere else, and Ahab would be, he'll get my head. At night, friend, brethren, listen. He said, not so. He said, you go get him. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, this same Obadiah, the Bible said, had took some men and hid them 50 in a cave. At night, friend, and fed them with water. At night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, kept them up. At night, friend, you know what Obadiah and Ahab was doing when Elijah found him? They're looking for water. At night, friend, you know it makes me wonder sometimes, where'd Obadiah get his water? At night, glory, glory to God. At night, friend, listen to me. Listen to me. The truth of it is, Obadiah might have done without. At night, friend, some. Yes, sir, Ray. Preacher, I don't know. At night, friend, run on. At night, friend, the Bible said Elijah repaired. At night, friend, the altar of the Lord. At night, friend, he put the wood in order. At my friend, he cut and put the lamb, the sacrifice, in order. My friend, and he told them over there, he said, go get, my friend, 3 or 4 barrels of water. 4, I guess it was. My friend, you get and pour on the sacrifice. My friend, and he said, go again. They went. My friend, I wonder again, where'd they get all that water? My friend, they got it somewhere. My friend, they most certainly did. My friend, the Bible says they done that 3 times. My friend, and he told them, he said, you dig a trench around this altar here. My friend, and then you go get the water barrels and you fill that trench. My friend, he said, fill that trench. I believe it was running around. My friend, I most certainly do. And the Bible says it was the time of the evening sacrifice. My friend, you don't you just think, preacher, them things just happened. They really didn't. My friend, they something to all this. And they most certainly are. The Bible said, now I don't know about you. My friend, but I'll just say this. My friend, brethren, I've had a lot of people ask me all kind of questions. My friend, I've had people, my friend, try to convince me. My friend, number one, when they find out I'm a Baptist, my friend, the number one question is, you believe this? My friend, I said, well, I guess I do. My friend, yes, sir. And then they want to give you all the scripture. My friend, against that. My friend, and why that don't work. My friend, brethren, the prophets of Baal had already had their turn. My friend, they had already cried. They had already done all they know to do. My friend, and didn't even get as much as a whimper. My friend, out of Baal. No, sir. My friend, the Bible said it was a time of the evening sacrifice. My friend, and Elijah got down and he prayed. My friend, and when he prayed, the Bible says that fire came down out of heaven. My friend, and brethren, it licked up the sacrifice. My friend, and the wood and everything on. My friend, and it also licked up the water. My friend, that was in the trench. My friend, and if I'm not mistaken, it said something about the dust. My friend, yes, sir. Even the dust. My friend, it licked up. My friend, yes. Yes. So now who answered by fire? My friend, if your God was put to test, could he answer by fire? My friend, yes, he can. Yes, he can, if need be. My friend, if need be. Those days ain't over with, folks. My friend, you might think they are. My friend, you'll not convince me. My friend, brethren, if need be. My friend, brethren, our God's still able to do all things. My friend, he most certainly is. You say, preacher, I'm a preacher. My friend, I've prayed and I've been praying, and it seems like they're going further and further, and it seems like they're doing better and better. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, it won't do you real good if you keep your eyes, my friend, on the world all the time. My friend, it won't do you real good. My friend, the Bible says over in the book of Psalms, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. My friend talks about how they prosper and all this. But said, they don't know their end. My friend, they don't know their latter end. My friend, there's a verse of scripture and it says so. My friend, that the Lord has created the evil and the wicked for the day of evil. My friend, yes, sir. He's created the wicked for the day of evil. My friend, it didn't say they didn't have a choice. my friend, it didn't say, my friend, that that's just the way it was. My friend, can I tell you something, Pharaoh? My friend, Pharaoh, the one that had the hard heart. My friend, do you know why his heart was hardened? You say, preacher, the Lord hardened it. My friend, initially, my friend, he hardened it. My friend, initially, he was against God and God's people. Yes, he was. My friend, yes, he was. I don't know about you. My friend, I wished I could explain why things are like they are today. I can't explain it. My friend, I wished I could tell you, my friend, why things are in such shape as they are. My friend, but I can't really tell you. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, y'all know Clinton Lunsford. My friend, Brother Clinton, my friend, I learned a lot from him. My friend, I most certainly did. I appreciated him. I most certainly did. He told me one day, my friend, when they were coming up, my friend, things were really different. My friends, you know that? My friend, they didn't have no automobile. My friend, no siree. I was telling Leroy, my friend, about a little church we went to one night. My friend, and what I really remember about that church is how the Spirit flowed from one end to the other. My friend, and it was harvest time. Y'all know what harvest time is, don't you? My friend, these folks stayed in the field most of the day. My friend, yes, sir. You know what I really noticed? My friend, when we got there, my friend, there wasn't about two cars. I didn't think there was probably four or five people in the church. My friend, but I found out different. Yes, sirree, I found out different. My friend, when we pulled in fixing the park, I opened the door and here comes some walking. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, got in the church and it was over half full. My friend, yes, sir. I could tell you some other things about it. My friend, but I ain't going to. My friend, brother, things was different. That's all I'll tell you. They was just different. My friend, brother, had one deacon. I'll just tell you most of it. My friend, I didn't know where we was at. We was on the back side of somebody. My friend, there wasn't a house in sight. And we had drove for quite a while over these mountains over here. My friend, you had to be close to what is it, 7652 here? It goes over Fort Mountain on the other side. We had to be close. My friend, we rode over every mountain back there. My friend, I didn't know how where was he, man. My friend, but brethren, they had one deacon. My friend, and they had the Ten Commandments wrote on a chalkboard. My friend, on one side. My friend, on the other side, my friend, they had the their rules wrote. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They was short and sweet. Yes, sir. Y'all know what I mean? My friend, they're short and sweet, and that had to be a level-headed deacon. My friend, how'd you know that preacher? He had on a pair of overalls and a white shirt. My friend, he had back of juice down both sides. My friend, not making fun, my friend. I just thought that's a level-headed man. My friend, he had running down both sides. My friend, I looked around, had windows right here. My friend, and there's a man at every window. My friend, I thought, well, what's going on? Well, the window was up. My friend, brother, they didn't have no screens, folks. My friend, we sat there for a few minutes. Next thing I know, the old tobacco started spitting out. My friend, them windows. Yes, sir. They know why they is there. And I'm just telling you some of the things I saw. Preacher, not you. Yes. My friend, it was. It was. First time I'd ever come to this church. Y'all wasn't having a meeting. By the way. My friend, a feller I rode with called me and he said, they have a meeting at Mountain View. You want to go? Help my friend. I said, yeah, I'll go. Help my friend, brother. Listen to me. Help my friend, brother. We pulled up in this yard at about 20. After 7, they wasn't a soul. No, sir. Sammy's who it was, old Sammy Adams. I said, you sure they have a meeting? He said, yeah. So they give it out Sunday. Help my friend, they're having a meeting this week. Help my friend, well, we sit here till about 20 to 8. Help my friend, I said, Sammy, I don't think nobody's coming. yeah. Help my friend, he said, well, he said, they having it over here at Crossroads. We'll go over. Help my friend, we go over to 282 over. He is pastor over at Sales Creek this time. Help my friend, right before we got over to Crossroads, he met one of his members. They was mowing their grass right on the side of the road. Help my friend, he stopped and he talked to him just a minute. And his member looked at him and said, where y'all headed? I said, we're going Crossroads. And he looked at me, he said, that's last week. Yes, sir, and it's not near 8 o'clock. And my friend, yes, sir. He said, if y'all won't go to meeting, he said, y'all go over yonder Happy Valley. He said, they having it. And my friend said, it starts at 8 o'clock. Yes, sir. And my friend, so Happy Valley is where we went. And my friend, we wound up over there, and I got to looking. And that's all I seen. They still had a heater in the middle of the church, my friend. Had a piano over there. My friend against the wall. My friend had old hard benches. I'm out, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, we sat there for a minute. And they welcomed everybody. My friend, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know to this day who's preaching. My friend, we got down to pray. My friend, we had prayer. They done sung a little. My friend, we got down to pray, brother, and I don't know how long the prayer lasted. My friend, but I think me and Sammy both lasted as long as it did. Yes, sir. My friend, we got up from prayer, thank God, and I tell you, they went to meeting. I'm talking about meeting. My friend, and I don't know this day who preached. My friend, I think about everybody. My friend that's in the house, it seemed like. My friend, that's my one and only time. My friend going to Happy Valley. My friend, I wouldn't know how to get in there, but I was to go. My friend, brethren, but listen, brethren, I thought about everything that I saw. My friend, brethren, and the Lord showed me. He said, it ain't in what you see. Glory, glory, hallelujah. My friend, so I don't get too upset. My friend, how things look sometimes. My friend, no, I don't. My friend, listen to me, Elijah. My friend, he had more against him than he had for him. Yes, he did. But you know who had he had for him? My friend, he had the Lord. Yes, sir, and God answered. My friend, God answered. My friend, he answered his prayer. My friend, now listen to me. My friend, listen to me. My friend, they was following convenient things. My friend, they most certainly was. They is following things, my friend, that they thought, my friend, would bring them to prosperity. My friend, what I was going to tell you, my friend Clinton Lunsford, my friend, if I'm not mistaken, he said where he got saved was an old sawmill. My friend, if I'm not mistaken, my friend, there's having meeting somewhere, and anyway, my friend, that's where he got saved, if I remember right. My friend was down at that old sawmill where they was having meeting. My friend, but he asked me something one day. my friend. He said, Randy, that's my friend. He said, you know why us boys went to church? That's my friend. I said, no. He said, that's where all the girls were. Yes, sir. That's my friend. You said, preacher, I don't believe I'd have told that. That's my friend. Why not? That's my friend. He said, there wasn't nothing going on in our day. That's my friend. He said, the meeting place was the church. That's my friend. He said, that's where we, that's my friend, met everybody. He said, that's where I met my wife. That's my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now you think about the times. My friend, I've heard when they took 30 and 40 down to the pond and 30 and 40 down to the creek bank. My friend, and they baptized them down there. My friend, you know what I asked? Brethren, when I come along, my friend, I said, where they at? Where they at? My friend, everybody had 300 or so on the church roll. My friend, every church I knowed had 200 or 300 on church roll. My friend, they wasn't at church. No. My friend, they wasn't at church. Where are they? My friend, where are they at? My friend, Brother Clinton preached. And I'll say this, and Brother Clinton preached, he preached against sin. Do you know that? My friend, he most certainly did. My friend, and when he preached, my friend, he said more than one time, many a time, he said, the gods of prosperity, my friend, has robbed us. My friend has robbed us. My friend, I'm telling you this morning, and you can mark it down, my friend, it's the gods of convenience. My friend, that's robbed this generation. My friend, it most certainly is. My friend, I ain't no Jeroboam. My friend, I ain't no Ahab, and I'm not no Omri. My friend, or nothing like that. My friend, there's a lot of folks today, my friend, that like to have things convenient. My friend, now, you just mark it down. I'm just going to say it anyway. My friend, I probably heard and listened to more preaching last year than I have in my lifetime. Yes, sir. My friend, but I didn't go to meeting too much. My friend, can I tell you that? You say, preacher, what's wrong with you? I heard some of the good of preaching that I heard. My friend, but I didn't go to meeting. My friend, I get in there with them, but I didn't go to meeting. You hear me? My friend, there's just something, my friend, about the meeting house. My friend, that you ain't going to get anywhere else. My friend, now I'm not, you may be perfectly satisfied. My friend, and I know the COVID, and I know it's serious. It's still serious. My friend, according to how things are going, but listen to me. My friend, if you find yourself in a convenient place, my friend, brother, most of the time it didn't come from the Lord. My friend, preacher, why do you say such things? Elijah prayed that it might not rain. My friend, and it did not rain. My friend, and the Lord told him, he said, you go down yonder to Brook Cherith. My friend, and he said, you go down there and dwell. And he said, I've commanded the ravens. He said, they gonna bring you bread and flesh. Bread and flesh. My friend, twice a day. Morning and evening. And he said, you can drink water from that brook. How'd them ravens know where to find him? My friend, think about it. My friend, reckon where them ravens got their bread and flesh at. My friend, but listen to me. Now you say, preacher, God can't do that today. We've done got big society. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, he left there and wound up with a woman that had no meal in her barrel. Oh, glory to God. My friend, and yet they eat out of it every day. Yes, sir, every day. While the famine, it sustained them to the end of the famine. My friend Jeroboam got convenient things is how he become king. My friend Ahab made things convenient and made them a place to worship that of Baal. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir, I ain't got time to get all. My friend, all of it, and ain't gonna try to. My friend, why the man of God, my friend, you say, preacher, he just made ends meet. And my friend, at least the ends met. Glory. Glory. And my friend, I don't know what it's going to take. And my friend, I remember, and I've had people to talk to me. And my friend, Brother Mike, get a verse of a song. And my friend, we fix and bring our march to a close. I don't know where you got much out of the service or not this morning. My friend, there's a lot more in this. My friend, than I'll ever get around to. My friend, did you know in Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's name, in their day, do you know what it was they was doing for them? My friend, they was making things convenient for them. My friend, we're going to feed you the finest. We're going to clothe you. We're going to take care of you. My friend, why? My friend, all we want out of you is your knowledge. My friend, that's what they was trying to raise. My friend, they was trying to raise up some that was wise. My friend, can I tell you some meat and bread don't make you wise? Glory! Glory to God! Glory to God! My friend, I would to God this morning. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, these folks, my friend, and my friend, I'm probably guilty on some of it. My friend, they all time coming out with something new. My friend, ain't they? My friend, them old commercials, they'll tell you, said, ask your doctor about you taking this. It's better than this and this and this. And I thought to myself, now I'm going to go tell my doctor and my friend that I won't take that because it's better than what he's giving me. And my friend, what he give me ain't worth 2 cents. And my friend, that one probably ain't worth 3. Glory, glory to God. I think about it. Listen to me. And my friend, I know it. My friend, it's a sight. You know, Brother Glenn Smith. And my friend, he's an old preacher. And my friend back in our day. Yes, sir, and Glenn. Glenn and Louise Smith, I thought for the longest they was husband and wife. And my friend, I did when I was growing up. And my friend, we first started the church, I thought they was husband and wife. And my friend, come to find out they was brother and sister. Neither one of them married. And my friend, yes, sir, they lived together. And my friend, and neither one of them married. And I know Glenn, my friend, you just had to know him. You just had to know him. And my friend, brother, and his shoes come off and them glasses come off. He's in for a, my friend, for a little while. My friend, and he wasn't no thin man either. My friend, he was pretty hefty. My friend, and I'm not jiving, I've seen him on the top of them benches. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir. My, yes sir. They say, and I don't know. My friend, but I was told for a fact. My friend, they was in meeting one night, had an old potbelly stove. My friend said, that thing wasn't cherry red, but you could see the red on it. My friend said, he took his coat, and he slung that thing, said it wrapped right around it. My friend, that old potbelly stove. My friend said, somebody got that coat and went over and hung it up. My friend, they say they wouldn't have burned singe on it. nigh friend. I don't know about that, but I know for a fact I've seen them glasses hit the wall about 90 miles an hour. Help nigh friend. And when service is over, they hand them back to him. Help nigh friend, brother. I know that. Yes, sir. You know what, Glenn? He'll get happy. Help nigh friend. And brother, he'll get to roll them eyes back, and brother, he'll be gone. Yes, sir, gone. Help nigh friend. And he used to say this all the time. I thought, well, that's probably the silliest thing I ever heard. Help nigh friend. But I've come to find out he's probably told the truth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help nigh friend. Did you know when Elijah let them know it wasn't going to rain? Help nigh friend. You know they probably didn't believe him. Help nigh friend. Who are you? Help nigh friend. Who are you? Help nigh friend. But I'll tell you, when it was fixing to rain, help nigh friend, he told his servant, he said, you go tell Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He better get in. Help nigh friend. Ahab believed him. Yes, he did. He took off. Did he not? Oh, yes, sir. How about old Glenn? How about old Glenn? He said, I believe you can tie a bell. Help nigh friend around a goat's neck. Neck and said, let it go downtown. He said, there'd be somebody follow that thing. I thought, now that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. My friend, but brother, I've come to see it. Yes, sir, we're living in a time. Yes, sir, that they followed less than that. My friend, they followed less than that. Convenience. My friend, convenience. Folks has got us in trouble today. It ain't altogether every little old convenient thing. I'm glad we've got some things, ain't you? I'm glad I don't live in my mother and my grandmother's day and their mothers and their grandmothers. I'm glad I don't. I'm glad. Brethren, these men's told me that they'd have crops, and their crops would come in and said it would, for the most part, it would take care of their grocery bill. And they had a little left over. And their kids wore tote sacks to school. I've seen it with my own eyes, hadn't y'all? I hadn't had to, thank the Lord. I hadn't had to. But it wasn't nothing for some of them wore a flour sack. Huh? Some of them still had the emblem on. Oh, preacher. Yes. Do you know what? That was a way of life. We didn't think as poor. We didn't think nothing about it. Huh? Didn't think a thing in the world about it. Didn't have steak. Just once in a great while. But listen. And Clinton said, the gods of prosperity has robbed us. And I'll tell you, the gods of convenience has robbed us. And I'll tell you something else. You might not like it, but I'm just going to be frank with you. There's a lot of folks, my friend, believes everything comes across that tube's the real and it's the truth. Everything. Well, they said it. 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 That make it real?
No.
How many of them been found? How many of them been caught? Think about it. Can I tell you something? I don't have to come up with anything out of that Bible to try to trick you. I don't have to come up with anything out of that Bible, my friend, to try to convince you. But I can honestly tell you, if you'll read that scripture right there, you're going to find out, my friend, it's real.
You're going to find out it's true. And you'll really find out. You know what this scripture says about the devil? Said he is a liar and the father of it. Is that not what it says? And the father of it. But our Lord cannot lie. Do you know that? He cannot lie. That book will teach you. He cannot lie. Preacher, I just don't know about this Christian stuff. Truth of it is, you better know about something. You're going to have to find you something that's real. Something that's real. The only thing I found is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe if you'll search in the right manner, that's what you'll find. Everybody in this world searching for something and they're not finding it. Do you know it? They're just not finding it. When they get, I believe the scripture says, it's over in the book of Ecclesiastes, I think. Maybe the Songs of Solomon. I believe it's Ecclesiastes. It talks about man not being satisfied with silver. Said he will not be satisfied with silver. Why is that, preacher? When he gets the silver, he wants a little gold to go with it. He wants a little something else to go with it. Then a little something else. Then a little something else. Your desires and your things about your Adam man, your outward man, they don't change when you get saved. You'll still have desires. You'll still have wants. You'll still have times, my friend, that you think you got it all figured out. And you know what you'll find? You'll find out that you really know how to get things in a mess instead of figuring them out. Now, I don't know your heart this morning. I know I've been scattered here and there. The situation of the people, in the day of Elijah, when there was no rain these years, the situation of the people determined all that. Yeah. And I'm just going to be honest with you, I believe it still does in this day. And this hour, and you can read the scripture all you want to read. You find out when the Lord blessed the children of Israel. And you'll find out when he brought judgment against them. Had all to do with the situation of the people. Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.